Time to get to our stupid criminals game. It's called Florida or anywhere else in the world. Player number one right here in Orlando, it's Chrissy. Good morning, Chrissy. Pick your coach. Will it be Adam or Dana this morning?
I pick Adam.
Oh, someone likes to win.
No.
That doesn't happen often.
Never happens. That's fine. We've got Ray out in Grand Island. Good morning, Ray. You're going to have Dana
Good
as
morning.
Your coach.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Dana. We're going to smoke
them. Okay, awesome.
Smoke them. All right.
I like Ray.
All right, you just have to decide where this took place. Chrissy and Adam, you'll start off first. This guy probably thought he found the greatest loophole ever when it comes to the law. He's a 69-year-old guy named Earl. He got pulled over 2 weeks ago for drunk driving, and his car kept lightly tapping the woman's car in front of him while he was at a fast food drive-thru. But when cops finally caught up to him and pulled him over, he said he wasn't drunk driving because he was only taking swigs out of his bottle of Jim Beam at stop signs. So technically, he was stopped.
Really?
Unfortunately for him, as you know, that's not how the law works, and he was arrested for DUI on the spot. Chrissy, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Anywhere else in the world.
Ooh. Okay.
What do you think, Ray?
Dana, you got to help me because this one could be anywhere.
I know. I think it's anywhere else in the world.
Well, I'm going to go with you.
Okay.
Because I have no clue. Absolutely no clue.
Final answer?
Yes, sir.
Final.
This took place in Vero Beach, Florida.
Oh, no!
Yeah, just like I thought.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I wasn't consulted, I'm saying.
All right. Oh. Ray, we'll get to start on this one.
If she don't ask Adam for help, can I?
No, backing on your coach already.
I know.
Disloyalty.
All right, Ray.
You can't say anything, Adam.
Get on the board here. Here's a good example of how too much alcohol can make you way more confident than you should be. Last month, police pulled over a guy for blasting his music at 2:45 in the morning while he was driving through a residential neighborhood. Driver, 32 years old, obviously drunk, couldn't stand without holding onto a fence and was slurring his words, but apparently he still tried to claim that he was fine to drive and demanded that the cops search his car for alcohol. So they did, and immediately found a 32-ounce convenience store cup full of booze and ice. No mixer, just straight booze on top of ice. He was slurring his words so bad they couldn't understand his name, so they made him write it down, and he still misspelled it.
I don't mean to laugh.
So they gave him a breathalyzer, found out that he was four times the legal limit. Now he's facing DUI charges.
Wow, it's lucky to be alive.
We get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Ray.
Dana, help me.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking it's anywhere else in the world again.
I agree with that.
Because our police won't put up with that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Chrissy?
I think that's a Florida thing.
Final answer?
Final answer.
This took place once again in Vero Beach, Florida.
No! I knew it. Nice job, Chrissy.
Vero's getting on the board today.
No, I wrote Vero Beach after he said it.
Is that the guy's brother or what?
I have no idea.
Same guy?
Yeah. I don't know.
Mr. Literal over there.
All right. Final one, Chrissy. You get to go first on this one. There's a 28-year-old guy. His name is Sean. One day he'll appreciate the irony of what happened to him, but not right now. Because last month he was speeding when a cop tried to pull him over. Sean wouldn't stop. And after a quick chase, he quickly pulled into a parking lot and ran into a sports bar. The cops went in there to look for him, and someone pointed him out. He gave them his info, including his name and his phone number, but swore that he wasn't driving. He said he'd been in the bar all night. The cops noticed that there was a phone on the driver's seat of the car that they had been chasing. So, as a test, they called the number that Sean gave them, and that phone started to ring. But it gets even better.
Okay.
Sean had a custom ringtone. You want to know what his ringtone was?
Cop theme!
Yes, it was!
That's awesome!
That's what ended up giving him away. He was arrested for attempting to elude a police vehicle, obstruction, and driving with a suspended license. Chrissy, Florida, or anywhere else in the world?
I'm going to go with anywhere else in the world.
Dana, there's another Vero Beach, brother.
I know. I want to go anywhere else in the world, but the only way we can tie is to say Florida, so we have to go with Florida.
We'll go with Florida. It's a trifecta Florida today.
The final answer on this one is Ohio.
I knew it!
You did not!
Ohio!
Sorry.
I got 3 for 3 over here.
The final score, Chrissy.
But you didn't play.
I know, he didn't play at all.
Chrissy just chose me to shut me up.
Chrissy got 2. Ray and Dana, unfortunately, 0.
I know. Sorry, Ray.
Dana, we didn't get, we got smoked.
Yeah.
You said we were going to win.
Sometimes it happens. Thank you guys for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world. It's brought to you by Mix 105.1's One Hot Summer with Victory Casino Cruises happening tomorrow. Book now at victorycasinocruises.com. Gamble responsibly. Have a great weekend.